T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
2020 Sports on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
All right, 925. We have had a whole bunch of questions about the business of branding and what a name means and how it sells things. And we said, why don't we get on a guy whose job it is to brand? Brilliant at it. The CEO of AgileCat, great advertising agency right here in the city, is Peter Madden. Hi, Pete.
Edge, how you doing?
Oh, it's great to talk to you. Pete, did you see this coming with Bryce Harper? Did you realize that brand was going to sell the way it has so far?
110%, Edge. And yeah. Mr. Middleton is calling it stupid money. I think it's brilliant money because, look, the Phillies are worth $1.7 billion today. In Bryce Harper's time here, I promise you, that team will be north of $3 billion. John Middleton is a genius.
Wow. All right. Now, Pete, what is it about Bryce that makes people want to spend their money in this city?
Look, he's a superstar of superstars. Cover of Sports Illustrated at age 16. My brother Matt was just telling me that. Unbelievable. And his hunger and his humility. He is so Philly because Philly loves authenticity. He's the most highly marketable athlete in the MLB. Easy, because though he's not literally clean cut, figuratively, he's perfect. Married the high school sweetheart, doesn't drink or smoke, hustles and hunger, and man, his actions do the talking. Any brand would love to be associated with him, and guess what, folks? Philly has him.
All right. Now, Pete, Al Morgani has a fascinating theory that the buildup, that it took 3 months, actually made it a bigger thing and made more people want to spend their money. Is he right?
He's 100% correct. And Al knows what the heck he's talking about, obviously.
Yeah.
The build-up, the anticipation. And then, it was so Philly, right? We're like, oh, we're never going to get him. Yes, we're going to get him. I saw you tweet. I'm sick of talking about it. But, man, when it happened, talk about, just as Middleton said, surreal. And what he's going to do for this team, I'm telling you, Trout's going to be here in a couple years. He's the perfect bait for a Trout. And it's just going to be unbelievable what we see. Look at the ticket sales, 4 million in the first 24 hours, and that will continue. And people will be flying into this town from all over the country to watch Bryce go to that ballpark. It's going to be incredible. Welcome to 2008 all over again, plus.
Yes, Pete, plus. Oh, you've said 3 million plus. All right, Pete, I got to ask you this, because we had this debate about Machado. And, he had come out. I'm guessing if you represented Machado, you would not have advised him to tell everyone just before he became a free agent that he was not going to hustle. Was that a dumb thing by Machado?
You know, Philly, we might as well have hustle written across our foreheads, and we need hustle. We love Chase. I mean, geez, Roy Halladay, the ultimate Philly, if you will. What Bryce did in that press conference, to honor him, to honor his family, was just so smart. And you know what? It was authentic. You could tell he meant it, the respect for Roy, the respect for the game. I think half of people watching that press conference, and by the way, I think 2 million streamed it, by the way, I bet they had tears in their eyes at that notion. You could feel it right away. And I've never seen a Philly athlete engender themselves to a fan base within moments. Within one sentence, he did it right there. Perfect.
All right, Pete, you do branding, right? And I know
every
he did
day.
I know he did. But, Pete, you're watching it and you're going, wow, this is the perfect message. He's honoring a former Philly. He's a Philly now. Is that something you can teach a guy to do, or is it just organic?
I've media trained athletes in the past. And everything I got out of Bryce is a guy not trained. This is who he is. This is who he's been. And it's unbelievable to watch. It's just so cool. This is such a great moment to be in Philly right now. And these Phillies are going to knock us out. And I guarantee 2 world championships within 5 years. That's exactly what I think is going to happen here as a result.
Hold on a minute. You're saying we're going to have 2 more parades in the next 5 years, Pete?
Well, there's already been one parade. I just saw John Middleton on Broad Street throwing money all over the place, dancing with a hurricane in honor of Fat Tuesday. But I have no doubt. I mean, this offseason, what Matt Klentak did was just so brilliant.
Wow.
I mean, and the exclamation point on this offseason, of course, was Bryce Harper, number 3, the number 1 selling jersey of all time in any sport. Are you kidding? And I guarantee part of those sales are due to the fact that, of course, it's Babe Ruth's number, but it's also Allen Iverson's number, Mr. Hustle. There are people that aren't even Phillies fans that bought that jersey that are big AI fans. I guarantee it.
Hey, Pete, last thing, because you know you're in this city. You've been here. You were, I'm sure, at the parade where the Eagles won. Is there any way the Phillies can compete or top the Philadelphia Eagles in that five-year period? Can they become bigger in the city than the Eagles?
I think they absolutely can. I think, if anything, the Eagles' great success, their performance, their championship in that parade inspired a lot of jealousy from the Phillies. I really do. And that, you know, and you can sense it with hearing from Middleton. You hear that hunger. You hear that humility. They want it. He wants his bleeping trophy. He's going to get his trophy. But most importantly, this Bryce signing, here's what it's really going to do. Parents having babies, you're going to see Bryce be the number one name in the next number of years while Bryce is here. Harper will be a big name for girls. Because I got to tell you guys, from Cherry Hill to Lansdale to Villanova, I've met more 11- and 12-year-old boys named Chase, Cole, and Shane. This is how this city operates, and it's going to be awesome.
All right, Bryce, Pete, before you go, I got to tell you how smart that comment was. We work with the woman named Ava Graham, and she informed her boyfriend that, well, Ava, tell Pete Madden from AgileCat what your first boy's name is going to be. Tell him.
According to my boyfriend, it's Bryce.
Bryce. Pete, you're right.
I'm a genius. I'm a genius.
Pete,
I'm reading minds.
You know, after hearing you talk, I bet some people are naming their kids Peter.
And our girl?
You never know. It's possible.
And our girl will be Harper.
All right.
Harper's
girl,
a great name for a girl.
It is.
Forget it.
It's a good name.
Pete is wheeling and dealing. Pete, always a pleasure, man. Thank you, my friend.
AgileCat. Yeah, thank you,
Pete. The guy is Al. That's the CEO. He's the wheeler and dealer, and he knows what he's talking about. And the buildup helped.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.